chayiv also for the kli. Mashmi chayiv twice, once for the ochel, once for the kli. Shma mina ochel shnei zei sechele behelim echad chayiv shtai. Moshe says, how can you be chayiv also for the kli? And he's going to be chayiv two chatos for doing the same maisa. Right, so the chorif, that means if you ate two zesim of chelev, the helamechad, you can have two chatos, not true. Right, if you do two shogigim with the same helam, so you have only one chatos. Here, it's even better than one helam. Right, you're carrying food and a kli in one forgetting. So the chorif, even though you're chayv on both of them, you only have one chatos, so why say chayv af al hakli? Nashmi chayv two. Rav Sheshe, Sachmai Eskin, and can go into Shogeg al Ha'ochlim, the Hezid al Ha'kli. It's talking where you were Shogeg on the food, and you were Mezid on the Kli. So, Chayev Af al Ha'kli means you get Misa for the Kli. But Lechari, you're not going to get any Chatas then for the what's it called, for the Ochel, because it's Kim Levi the Rabmin. Right? If you're Chayev Misa, you're not going to get a Korban Chatas. See Rashi. Potter al Ha'kli, she Tvela la Ochel. If you also needed the kli, you're just saving time and carrying your kli and your food inside of it to the same place, where you need both of them. You're chayiv for both of them. And it seems over here that you'll be chayiv for two different hotzos behelam echad. Is that true? So it says sheshoga gal ha'ochlin v'hezer al ha'kli. U'may chayiv diktani misa. You're chayiv misa. Samara says, Maski Flor of Ashi, Boha Ath ala Kli Ktani. It's Mashmi Chayiv two things. Also for the Kli, not just for the Kli, right? And here, Mashmi Shnei Chiyuvim Shavim, two equal Chiyuvim. And here, you're not going to be Chayiv two equal Chiyuvim, right? Mashmi, you're going to be Chayiv at least a Chatas. Mashmi is not like that. If you Chayiv Misa, the Chori, not Chayiv a Chatas. But either way, even if you are Chayiv a Chatas with Misa, it's only a tour for money or whatever. Right, you would be chayiv a chatas before you were killed. That's not the same thing. Af al ha'kli means the same chiyuv. You're chayiv for the ochel. You're chayiv also for the kli. Elom Ravashi, kigon sheshogeg b'zeh u'b'zeh. They're shogeg on both the ochel and the kli. I the helam echad. The nodalo, the chazer, the nodalo. And you found out about the what's it called? The fact that you carried the kli, and you didn't realize there was food in it. And then you found out that you also carried the food. So the ubeplukes of the Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, and it depends on the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, whether yedios or machalkos. We had before that if you did two things behelam echad, but before you found out about the second one, you found out about the first one. So do you have to bring two chatos? Since the yedia of the chait, right, was at different times, right? Even though you did the chait at the same time, but the yedios are machalik. And we had before that what's it called, even the one who holds Yedios are not Mechalik, but Kaparos are Mechalik. So we could set up, Tosa says, the case, what's it called, to be dependent on a different, on the, what's it called, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Yedios are not Mechalik, but Lamaisa Kaparos are. So we could set it up, where you chayiv to, where you brought your Kaparo already on the food, and then you realize you carried the kli, or vice versa. And then you're still be chayiv too. It's possible to do something, behelam echad, and still to be chayiv too, either that you knew about them at different times, or you brought the carbon, what's it called, between them. Rashi, b'plug said, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, the iflugi be yedios mechalkos, perikladu gadlu. Iflugi nomi, Rav Sheshes, Rav Ashi, it's Rav Ashi, and Rav Sheshes are arguing with the same machlokas. Rav Sheshes, delomoki lohochi, kesover de'en yedios mechalkos, Rav Ashi sovereign yedios mechalkos, right? Rav Sheshes who set it up, what's it called? Not that you're chayiv af al ha'kli. So what's it called? He says that what's it called? Sheshogeg al ha'ochlin v'hezer al ha'kli. So he wouldn't hold that yedios are mechalik, and Rav Ashi holds yedios are mechalik, and therefore you're chayiv what's it called? Shogeg by both, and you knew in between. Okay. Esachay benita potter af al ha'mita. If you carry a living person, even in a bed, so the bed is tafel to the living person, and on the living person itself, you're not chayiv. So you're potter even on the bed, and surely on the living person. Let's say the Mishnah goes only according to Reb Nosson and not the Rabbanan, the Tanya, what's Reb Nosson and Rabbanan? The Braisa has said, Hamotzi behema chayiv ha'oklushus harabim, ben chayim ben shchutim chayiv. The Rabbanan hold that if you carry birds or animals into Rishus HaRabim, whether they're alive or they're dead, you're chayiv. And because there's no p'tur of chay no seyas atzmo, at least by an animal. Reb Nosson Omer, al shchutim chayiv, al chayim potter. Reb Nosson holds no, that if you carry living animals, you're potter. But dead animals, you're taka chayiv. Why? Shachay no seyas atzmo. Because a living thing carries itself. See, we'll say what that means. Omar Rav, afilu teimu rabbanan. No, our commission could even be the rabbanan. Ad kan lo pligi rabbanan leid Reb Nosson ela bebehema chayiv ha'of. There's a difference, according to the Rabbanan, between animals and people. By animals, the misharviti nafshayhu, an animal, when you pick it up, pushes its weight down. So basically, it's not nosei it's asmo. It's not carrying itself, right? Just the opposite. It's going against you. It's resisting you. Aval adam chai de nosei it's asmo, but a human being makes himself lighter when you carry him. Right? He helps along. Afilu Rabbanan modu. Therefore, by a human being, even the Rabbanan are modu that we say chai no seis atzmo, and you're potter for carrying a human being, minat Torah. Let's see, Rashi. The misharbeti nafshayu, mishamtin, klapi mata. They resist and push their weight down. Umachbidim atzman, lahash miyala nosa. Right? They try to escape. Right? L'chor, if that would be the case, then a human being, right, who's trying to escape, right, also, who's resisting, l'chara, should be the same thing as an animal. See, one second, what the svara is, and maybe there's a difference. Tosra says, l'chara, what difference does it make if the guy makes himself lighter or not? Right? You're chai for even the lightest thing, chai for carrying a feather. The guy's not lighter than a feather. So what difference does it make? Tosra says they didn't carry living things in the Mishkan. And Tosra doesn't mean that stam, you have to have the exact same thing in the Mishkan, because a lot of things they didn't do to living things in the Mishkan, and you're chai for living things. The Achronim say that mafis mursa, right, making an opening, a drainage opening in a boil, right, is chai because of binyan. Or they didn't build on people in the Mishkan. But obviously the building is the same thing. There's no difference between building here and building there. Right? If it's building, it's building. So what difference does it make what you carry? So what Tosus means to say is, since in carrying a living person is different because he does make himself lighter, so therefore that kind of thing they didn't carry in the Mishkan. There's a significant difference between carrying dead weight objects and live weight objects. Not because it's lighter, because it's not the same kind of thing that was in the Mishkan. Right? There's a significant difference between these two objects. This kind of object doesn't make itself lighter, and this one does. And they didn't carry those kinds of objects in the Mishkan. That's how Tarsus goes. That's the case, that even a guy who's resisting the Chara, but still he's the sug of a human being. So the sug of human beings they didn't carry. Now, he's not a different object. So since most of the time, or it's possible for a person to also, what's it called, be carried in a way that is different than was in the Mishkan, so people weren't chayiv. That object called a person isn't the same kind of thing that was carried in the Mishkan. So according to Tosus, it would seem that no matter what, if the person's resisting or whatever, he's still a human being. Masha Inkein, animals, the way they're normally carried, right, is the same as it was in the Mishkan. It's not a different thing than it was in the Mishkan. And therefore, what's it called? Even though they may have not carried animals in the Mishkan, even though they asked from the Shamir was that worm. The Chora, they carried that. It was necessary for the sake of the Mishkan. So some say, the Gemara says over there, that the Shamir, since it penetrated everything, they had to put it in a special container and carry it in the container. So the Maisa, we'll see later with Kofus, if it's tied up, then you chayv on a living thing too. So in any case, what's it called? So it could be that a living person who could possibly not resist, right, is not the same kind of thing that was in the Mishkan, right? We'll see in one second different svara even in Tosas, but the Rosh says a different svara in Chai Nosi Es Atzmo, not because it wasn't in the Mishkan. He says that by Chai Nosi Es Atzmo, it's like Shnayim She'asu. Two people are doing the work together because the guy is making himself lighter, he's helping out, right? And even though it's Zeh Yochel that Zeh Eino Yochel, right, the guy who's carrying the person could do it on his own, and the other guy definitely couldn't carry himself, but it's Misayeya Sheyesh Bo Mamish. He's helping in such a way that there's significant help. And therefore, it's Shnayim She'asu. Most of the time we say Zeh Yochel V'Zeh Eino Yochel, the one who's Yochel is Chayev, because Misayeya Ein Bo Mamish. And therefore, this guy who's doing the thing not the Misayeya, is what's it called, is doing the whole thing. But where Misayeya Yeshbo Mamish, where the guy who's helping, his helping is significant, so then both of them are potter because neither one did the whole malacha. And you have to do the whole malacha. That's how Chaim Brisker explains this Rosh, that he says in the Rambam too, that it's a chisar and a basosa es kula, where a living person helps out, then it's what's it called? It's not, any one of them is not doing the malacha completely.
Also an unconscious living person? No,
it's that. So no, according to this, right, if the living person isn't helping out, he's resisting or whatever, then l'chari should be chayiv even a living person. Okay, and we'll see that there are situations where everybody agrees that you're chayiv on a living person.
Is that fit into Reb Nosson also?
What?
Is that fit into Reb Nosson also?
What, in Reb Nosson? Yeah, could be.
We got it in him also.
Yeah, he holds it not Misharbati. It's not, still there's something, right? Right,
l'chari.
Right, unless by, in Reb Nosson you have to say Tosus is Svara, maybe. And the animals are also different enough, right, even though. Omer le Ravada bar Ava le Rava. Right, so now we're mechalek. According to the Rabbanan, you're potter on a person, but you're chayiv on animals, and Rav Nosson holds you potter both on animals and on people. So now the Gemara has a kasha. V'chadisnan, we have a Mishnah that says, ben b'seira matir b'sus. Talking about selling animals to a goy. Okay, we're afraid, to what's it called? Yeah, selling an animal to a goy. We're afraid that you may rent or loan an animal to a goy, and he'll use it for malacha on Shabbos, and then it's your behema that's doing the malacha, okay? And you're chayev on shvistas behemtecha. You have to watch out for your behema. So even though if you sell it to the goy, it's not your behema anymore, we're afraid you may rent it or loan it. So ben b'seir is matir b'sus. You're allowed to sell a sus to a goy, what's it called, before Shabbos, even though he may do malacha with it, and if you would rent it, and he did the malacha, be a problem, right? And the Tanya ben Beseira, and the Bryce explains why, ben Beseira matir besus, that neshu also ba malacha, she'en chayov en lov chattas. Because a sus, we think now, carries people. And even if a person did that malacha, he wouldn't be chayiv, so if your behemoth does, he's also not chayiv. So if you carry a living person, so it's not a malacha deraisa. So if a sus carries a living person, it's not chayiv min ha-Torah, right? So then the bailim wouldn't be chayiv. That's not called malacha. V'om Rav Yochanan, ben b'seir of Rav Nosson, amru dover echad. And Rav Yochanan said that ben b'seir of Rav Nosson said the same thing, that carrying living things are not chayiv. But here we're talking about a living person. And if what's it called, the e-omras, the lo plige rabbonin aleid Rav Nosson, ela b'behema chayiv ha'of, mishum de mesharbeti nafshayu, mai iri ben b'seir of Rav Nosson, and if it's true that the Rabbanan hold by people that you're also potter, only by animals do they argue, so why did Rabbi Yochanan say that this only goes according to Rav Nosson and Ben Beseira, right? Ben Beseira holds like Rav Nosson, right? A horse is carrying a human being on it, right? And even the Rabbanan would hold that if you carry a human being, you're potter. So what does that have to do with Rav Nosson? Ben Beseira doesn't have to go like Rav Nosson, he can go like Rabbanan too. Here we're talking about carrying human beings, not carrying animals. Where it says, Ki Omer Rabbi Yochanan besus hamiyuchad la'ofel. It's talking about a special horse. It's not talking about a horse that's carrying human beings. We're talking about a horse that's carrying birds. Right? Tosus explains that for hunters, not the birds that were caught, because those are tied up, right? And those can't move, and those we'll see later don't carry themselves, because they're tied. It's talking about a hunter that hunts with birds. He hunts birds with birds. He has a falcon. And he uses that to catch other birds. And his falcon sits on his horse, right? The falcon gets, superior treatment. It's an important thing. So he gets to ride on the horse, and the guy gets to walk around and look for places where there could be birds. So the horse is carrying a bird, and therefore it's only according to Rav Nosson. Mara says, Amiga susa miuchad la'ofos. Is there such a thing? Mara says, in, ika de beivayt, what I just described. See Rashi. No, that's miyuchad for that thing. In other words, therefore, we're not afraid that the goy is going to put something else on it. He's only going to use it for these birds. That sus is miyuchad for hunting. It's hunting, a hunting, bird hunting sus.
And also for people.
Matib is sus, and could be people yet too. Matar besus, lemochra lenochri, mipnei, no, it's not people. Now, it could be people too, but it's what's it called? But it's only according to Reb Nosson because he does put birds on it, right?
What's the melacha? The melacha is carrying?
What? Carrying. No, the melacha is letting your animal carry something on Shabbos. So you're also, you have to watch and make sure your animal doesn't do melacha either.
It's not the carrying, it's doing the melacha, because the horse isn't Jewish, I mean.
It's letting your animal do a melacha on Shabbos. Your animal's carrying, so it's carrying, right? Except your part in it is that you have a chiyuv not to let your animal carry. Okay, but the melacha is what the animal is doing. The animal's not going to be chayiv. You're going to be chayiv for letting your animal do a melacha. Matar besus, lemochro lenochri. He's matar to sell a sus to a goy. Mipnei shemelechas ha-sus, im haya adam osa osa, ein chayiv aleha chatas. Because what the sus does, if a person would do that, he wouldn't be chayiv achatas. To the rechiva omeid, because it's made for riding on it. V'hachay no si esatzma. And the person riding on the sus, right, is not making the sus do a malacha, because the living person carries himself. Why did they ask for selling a behema gasa to a goy? Mishum shelo, mishum skiris, because we're afraid that you may loan him an animal, or you may rent him one. And that's also the sus, because of Shabbos, because it may end up doing a malacha with your animal that's rented or loan to the goy. The sus inomi de moshul moger lavisur deraisa. Even if you would loan the horse to the goy and he would do this malacha of riding on it, he wouldn't be chayiv, because the sus, the malacha of the sus is no different than the malacha of a person. And if a person wouldn't be chayiv, then you're not chayiv for your sus doing that. Ika shein deraisa ika lav isur deraisa ika shein zu malacha etzel hasus. Right, the Gabi Azor is Shvisas Behema Malacha Ksi. It says, Lo Sasa Ko Malacha Ato Vehemtecha. You can't do Malacha. If something's not a Malacha, it isn't included in that. The Omer of Yochanan Garcinan, Devei Vaiden, Shal Tzai De Ophos. People who hunt birds. Shinosin Alasus Ophos, Kishahin Chayin, Kigon Nates, right? They put living birds on the horse, like a Nates is a vulture. Umino lotsut shar umino, other kinds of birds like that, a hawk or whatever, lotsut sharofos, to capture the other birds, like Tosa says, right? Not the birds that you capture, that you put on the horse. It's the birds that are used for capturing. Veloma sharbati nafshayo delokshiri, they're not tied up, so they're not resisting. The hashtanami, the bird enjoys riding on the horse. The hashtanami, achai no se esatzmo. Because it's talking about an animal, it's not talking about a, what's it called, a human being.
So you can never sell any animal to
them. What?
You can never sell animals to goyim, chutz from susim.
Behema gas.
Because of this.
That's according to what? I think lahaloch. Whatever reason we hold it's mutter today, but not us. Where it says Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Moder Rabbi Nosson Bekofos. Even Rabbi Nosson is Moder that if the animal is tied up, right, and it can't resist, so then you're what's it called chayiv on an animal too. Okay, so it seems from over here that even if the svara is that they didn't carry those kind of things in the Mishkan, it's only when they're in the state where they're different. But if they're tied up, then they're like a different object, right? It's no raya that if a person, what's it called, would be resisting, right, that you would be chayiv on him. Because there's a difference between when you tie something up, it's in a different state. When the person, right, just acting differently, is still the same person. So if that kind of thing wasn't in the Mishkan, then, but once an animal's tied up, it's a different metzius. Could be not. But it could be that it still could say what we said in Tosfos, but Rav Dav. Omer le Rav Ada bar Masna labaya, v'ho anhani parsoi, the command of kvise domi, the Omer Rav Yochanan ben Beseir of Rav Nosson, Omru dover echad, right? The maisa parsoim, when they ride a horse, they have all kind of armor on them, right, and it's like they're tied down, right? They can't move when on that horse, right? So they're not what's it called making themselves any lighter, right? They're weighted down. And still, Rabbi Yochanan said, but Maseir Rav Nosson said, Dover Echad. And we're not talking anymore about what's it called, Dafka, a sus that carries birds, because it also carries human beings, but these riders. And they're Lechora, Chiyuv D'Oraisa. Where it says, Hosom Ramas Ruchu D'Nokit Lahu. Right? It's not because they're weighted down, they can't move. They could move if they wanted to. They don't move because they're Bali Gaitha. They want to look like, you know, the guards at what's it called, you know, Buckingham Palace, right? Not that they can't move. They could move if they wanted to, but they don't want to. Now, who parshadashcha, the rosach malko, I'll prove it to you they can move. Because there was one of these soldiers that the king got angry at him, v'roa tauta parsi b'kroi, and he ran three parses, right, wearing all that armor or whatever. Vice versa, he can move, right? When he wants to move, he can move. Okay. Okay, b'kofus, bein oath, bein adam. So Rashi says that makes no difference if it's an animal, according to Rav Nosson, or a person, even according to the Rabbanan. If he's tied up and he can't move, then what's it called? Then he's, what's it called, yuchayev on him. Keman b'kfisi dami, sherochvin m'utofim b'gdodim rechavim. They ride with wide clothing. I think that's armor. They got hey matzvim m'unogim ha'tsegal aretz. They don't go on the ground, right? They stay like they're tied on that horse. V'amr Rav Yochanan Garsinan, then the Sefer Rav Nosson Mudavarecha. The Ha'amras Moda Rav Nosson B'kofus. And you said now that Rav Nosson admits that if the thing is tied up, that you're chayiv. So how could Rav Nosson hold that, what's it called, that you're allowed to sell a horse, like Ben Beseira, the Chora, the people who ride on the horse, right, the Imi Shumdok Minim Besusam Yuchel Ophos, and if it's because we said it's talking about birds and not people, right, Mishum Rabbananok Minim, that's we said before to say that it could go even according to the Rabbanan, the Pligiale, Ulamemer, the Ilu Ba'adam, Shneim Shavim Lifter, the Ida Kafus, Mother of Nosson, if Rav Nosson says Yechayiv, even Bekafus, how could it be that Ben Beseira said that Rabbi Yochanan said Ben Beseira and Rabbi Nosson said the same thing? Right? Ben what's it called? Ben Beseira says you're allowed to sell it to any goy, even a Persian, and they wear all this armor. How could you sell it? You should have said you could sell it to any goy who doesn't wear armor, right? You should sell it to any goy. The chola umus karil nachrim. When he said he could sell it to Nachrim, he meant all goyim, even Parsiyim. The sover the kafus no says atzmo. Must be that Ben Beseira holds that even if he's tied down, he's still considered like he's carrying himself. Okay. So Mar says no. Ramas rucha gasus. Hod lo mazgu bikarayu gasusu. The fact they don't walk and they can't move off that horse is only because they are what's it called baligayva, pardashcha sargio, which is a soldier, sentry, whatever he is. Okay. So a few things here, we'll see if maybe my svar is right or not, that tied is different than where the person's resisting, right? Even though the svara doesn't apply, but still, it's not the same thing that was in the Mishkan. There's a machlo. First of all, who do we pass them like? The Rambam, the Ramban, and other Rishonim, most Rishonim, pass them like the Rabbana. That only by a human being you say chai no se es atzmo, not by animals. Okay, that's first thing. There is a Tosus Reed and the Riyaz who hold like Rav Nosson. They pass him like Rav Nosson, that by everything, all living things, you say Chayno Seis Atzmo. Tosus is Mechalik, yes, a Kasha from a Gemara in Erevin, was Mashma, that if you carry a baby, right, that you're Chayiv. And the Chorah, or even according to the Rabbanan, living people are not Chayiv. So Tosus is Mechalik between a child who's 1 day old and a child who's 8 days old. Okay? There's got to be a Bris, is another Gemara. So he says that a one-day-old child is like kofus, is like tied up, right, sick, can't move. But an eight-day-old child already is, what's it called, is not considered like he's tied up, okay? And you'd be potter on an eight-day-old child, and you'd be chayiv on a one-day-old child. Kidegra says, I don't see any chilek manavsha. If the kid can walk, then you say chay no seis atzmo. The kid can't walk, then you don't say chay no seis atzmo. That's what we can do. We'll see in 1 second, the svar is in a second. The Ritva says like this, there's three madregas. There's a madrega where the kid can't walk at all. Everybody holds that you're chayiv on such a kid. Then you don't say chay no seis atzmo. The kid can't walk on himself, by himself, then it's impossible for him to help along in the carry. Okay. Then there's a second madrega. The kid, what's it called? The kid can walk by himself, right? Even if you can help him along, but he can put one foot down and one foot up, then you say chai no seisatzma. If the kid, what's it called, can't walk by himself, but you can drag him, okay, not like dead weight. You can drag him like live weight. In other words, you're not mom's dragging him across the ground. You can't put one foot up and one foot down, but the mice say he's enough that as a kid, you could drag him along and he'll look like he's walking. Then, what's it called, he's like an animal. And according to Rav Nosson, he's potter, and according to the Rabbanon, you're chayv. And a tinnik, until a month old, the Ritva says, is bechlal. You couldn't even drag him. You can only drag him like a sack. You can't drag him like a kid. Then what's it called? You're chayiv according to everybody. Okay. Magen Avraham, the Maisa Paskins, that a child who can't walk, okay, then you don't say chay no seis atzmo, and you're chayiv min haTorah on such a child. And Rabbi Keith Eger says, the child is like this. People carry their kids in a Rishus HaRabim on their shoulders. So if the kid can walk, it's only in a Sidrabon. Right, but still also in a Sidrabon. And then it could be the shaydis, people hold the tzorich mitzvah, whatever. In some places, right, they are mater, what's it called, wheeling carriages with babies in it, right, to shul, because you're going to shay mitzvah. It's only in a Sidrabonon, and it could be it's not even in a Rishus HaRabim deraisa, right, so it's two Drabonons, right, because chai no seis atzmo. You're not chai for the carriage either, because the carriage is bottled to the kid. And most poskim hold that's still awesome. Still an issur d'rabbanan, no matter what. And not only that, could be if the kid is old enough that he could walk on his own, if he can't walk on his own, if he's an infant, that's usually who you have in carriages, and he can't walk on his own, that you're chai of mamash, min haTorah. So Rabbi Kideger says, since there's different shitas in Rishonim, it's enough to say mutav shushogi. You don't have to protest people doing it. Right, that better they should do it and not know that they're doing something b'mezid, since it could be it's an issur that's not mefursim. Nobody knows, since there's other different shitas, so you can let them do it b'shogeg.
What happens if it's not a mitzvah?
What?
They're just going to stroll the park Shabbos.
Yes, it could be that that's according to everybody. It's not allowed to do an issur d'rabbanan either, just like this. Right, but here it's two d'rabbanans and it's what's it called the tzorich mitzvah. Maybe it's okay. Then what they do is maybe they don't do it themselves. But they do, they have a goy do it for them. So then, but nisa d'rabbanan, the tzorich mitzvah through a goy, could be that it's okay. Right? They don't do it themselves. Themselves, for sure, it's nisa d'rabbanan. And it could be nisa d'raisa. But since there's different shitas, and it may only be nisa d'rabbanan, so mutav shushogim if they do it themselves. The gabi the goy, there for sure, there's what's it called, not clear that it's osur, since if it's the tzorich mitzvah, and it's two d'rabbanans, right, through a goy, could be that it's like a shvus to shvus.
Or the stroll with the kid who walks, they just take the stroll because you can take his stride in the middle.
What?
A stroll for the kid who walks already.
No, but they only want the stroller for the kid. They wouldn't take the stroller without the kid.
If the kid's already walking, then it's already not saying that's more. He's already walking, they took the stroller.
Right, so I'm saying, so that's the shayla. Right, if the kid can walk already, then it's for sure only Nisr the Rabban. Right. Okay, but if he can't walk, then it's a mahalak. Right. No, he could walk and he's asleep. Okay, so that, things like this. From what we've seen, right, everybody holds that if the person's tied up, that there you're what's it called, your chai. But here, since the kid just can't walk, but he's still the kid, so he's not a different metzias than the kinds of things, he is still a different metzias than the kinds of things they carry in the Mishkan. Because theoretically, one day he'll be able to walk. So even though right now he can, but there's no difference in him. He's still a human being. So that could be the svara why not to be mechalik. Unless the kid is sick. He's a day old, like Tosa says. And then he's sick, then he's like kofos. Then something different about him. But if he's a normal human being, he just is a little kid, so he can't walk yet. He's no different than any other human. And human beings didn't carry. It's a sug that's potter. Not because of the actual thing. Because of the actual thing, that sug is different. So if he's tied up, if he's sick, he's a different sug, right? He's not a normal human being. But a normal human being, they didn't carry that in the Mishkan. But if the idea is chai nosi, it's as misayeya, that it's not because it wasn't in the Mishkan. It's because he helps. Then in any situation where the thing doesn't help, you're going to be chai, right? It's only where there's an actual helping that, so if you're resisting, if you can't walk, so it's impossible to help, you're not a misayeya. Or you're misayeya shein bo mamash. Then what's it called? Then you're going to be chai. So these svaras would depend on the svara. If the svara is because a living thing helps out, and therefore the person who's carrying didn't do the whole malacha, then it's only if he's helping. And in any situation where he's not helping, you'd be chayv. But if, what's it called, the svara is that because he helps a little bit, right, it's not what was in the Mishkan, meaning they didn't carry living things in the Mishkan, living things meaning that help, that could help, then that whole sug is made in the mu'ud. It's not only where he's helping, right? That's just a simit. This is different than the things they carried in the Mishkan. So those things are mamu'it completely, even if they're not helping. But that's not the kind of thing they carried in the Mishkan, because this thing normally could help. It could help. Things they carried in the Mishkan couldn't help. But when it's tied up, so what are you going to tell me? So when it's tied up, why isn't it chayiv too? Right? But when it's tied up, it's a different sukkah. It's a different thing. There's something different about it physically. But here, there's nothing different about it physically. Okay.
Bad
what?
One.
Right. Yeah.